Welcome to my podcast, World Through a Poem's Eye, in conjunction with my website, marilynonaroll.wordpress.com, where you'll find the poems I talk about and the scripts for these podcasts. I'm thinking today about a poem called The Hush by William Snyder. He notes it's after the photograph Skinning Fish at Sylvanus Smith Company near Head of the Harbor, circa 1910, by Herman W. Spooner, found at the Cape Ann Museum, Gloucester, Mass. Here's the poem. I can live with sea smell, fish smell, shit smell, and touch, intestines, blood, needly white teeth, and what I see, yellowy eggs, nottles of bones, the collapse of heads and eyes in pine stave buckets. But sounds get to me. Like the foreman, that woman Nadell, her airy whistle, tongue tucked into an O, a shish like a piss spattering the shitter's jellied bottom. Or Mildred, her heavy sleeves, her arms rising and falling, the rasp of hard, starched cotton against her buttons. I hate her for it, for her work, for mine. Like I hate the bouncing back of grunts and creaks and chops from the wooden joists above us, our echoing lives, our breathing, our sighs, our humming to ourselves those little dry tunes that sound like nothing. Even I do it. But the worst is the silence of a cut gone wrong, a blade skewed away from true, when someone down the line, Shirley or June or Iris, awake the night with a child or a husband demanding, or with worry at how it will ever end, cuts at an angle of mistake, and we, all of us, hear it at once, the knife stopped, and we know how it tore and sliced, and how the silence then will sing to us of clamor and din and the bone-sharp bludgeons of our living. I've been thinking a lot of this poem since I encountered it in the last issue of Anyi magazine. Persona poems can be very difficult to write, difficult to find a way into another's psyche without falling to cliche or broad assumptions. But I think this poem captures the weary, crabby thoughts of a woman on the line of a fish processing plant, the tangled knot of her hating the life she has found herself in. And yet, I argue, loving it in the way we love what is familiar. Look at how closely she has noticed her fellow workers, exactly how Nadell purses her lips to whistle, with what care Mildred has starched her shirt. The speaker knows that Iris has a kid who might be sick, that June might have a demanding husband. She knows it does not take much to throw any of them off rhythm, knows how sharp are the blades with which they work, how they fear injury quietly. I think about the quiet the speaker yearns for. I too am unduly bothered by noise. Once told a coworker, a very nice older lady, that if she didn't stop snapping her gum, I'd have to knock her down. How my husband mindlessly clicks on the radio whenever he's in the kitchen, then doesn't bother to listen, then forgets to turn it off when he leaves. I hear him now at his work table, muttering to himself, clicking on the computer keyboard. I know, and fear too, how silence speaks of absence, loss. There is so much sound in this poem, M's humming along and L's flicking through. Vowels shape their way through the din, the stiff I, the hard A, the moan of O, off rhymes that ripple through as waves. Then the silence of mishap that echoes in the mind of the speaker. Notice it doesn't actually happen, the silence. It is imagined by her. As much as she deplores the incessant sounds of her life, it's the silence she imagines and fears. It's dangerous business, the repetitive tasks they're doing. A slipped knife cuts a finger, digs an artery. It means loss of livelihood, however meager. Possibly loss of life if the cut goes bad. In the end, it becomes the noises that hold her, the silence that haunts her, the speaker. I spent time today sitting with noise, the husband noises, the mice in the ceiling, the cluster flies bopping against the lampshade. And I walked alongside the river today, its noisy winter fluster that, once my path turned away from it, was masked by the thump swish of my boots in ankle-deep wet snow. I heard and felt as well the rumble of a truck shifting gears on the road. I spent time in the silences, woods quiet of birds, windless, the house empty for a little while, even of mice. I took it all in like nourishment. I say, listen if you can. See if you are among the sighted. If you can smell, sniff. Touch something, a bunch of things, smooth, rough, slimy, soft. We are what we encounter of the world and rich with it, and often fail to take notice, or I do anyway, so distracted by stupid quotidian irritants. But it acts on us anyway, the world in our senses, what we hate, what we love. We are skinned and sensory to take it all in. What else is it for, this living in this incredible, indelible, edible world?